Zowaran, a district in Afghanistan's northern Faryab province, and reportedly captured dozens of government soldiers. Sunday's fighting comes as the United Nations warned attacks against aid workers in the country this year have increased by 20%. The governor would not discuss the fate of the government forces. Local media reported around 100 Afghan security personnel are missing. U.S. President Donald Trump Sunday angrily denounced the federal probe of Russia's 2016 election meddling as McCarthyism at its worst, insisting he had authorized his White House counsel to testify to bring the matter to a close. Mr. Trump's Twitter storm was set off by a front-page report in the New York Times that said White House counsel Don McGahn had provided special counsel Robert Mueller with an unusually detailed account of Trump's thinking during key episodes under investigation. Meanwhile, the fallout from the president's revocation of security clearances continued during Sunday morning's news cycle, with former CIA Director John Brennan saying on NBC's Meet the Press that he is willing to give up a security clearance to prevent it from happening to others.
I will fight to keep their profession pure, objective, and not being politicized. And members of Congress need to step up. This is the time that your country is going to rely on you, not to do what is best for your party, but do what is best for the country.
Trump revoked his clearance last week. The death toll of Genoa's bridge collapse has risen to 43. As rescuers confirmed, they found remains believed to be that of a missing family. Firefighters discovered the three bodies reported to be those of a couple and their 9-year-old daughter early Sunday. They were inside a car extracted from the rubble of the viaduct. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A fresh tremor of 6.3 magnitude struck the Indonesian holiday island of Lombok. The U.S.